Welcome to the PodTech.net Info Talk Series. Here we're back with Zoto, Cord Campbell, the CEO of Zoto out of Oklahoma City in California for some business. And we just did a podcast and we're going to do another one. And we're just talking about the fact that it's always tough to kind of go to Sand Hill Road when you're in Oklahoma City. So we thought, you know, why not record a podcast on a VC pitch? And when you leave, they can consume it and call you up and give you money. So
yeah, exactly.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe this is the way to start doing in the future. You know, we got an article written up last December in Business 2.0 about tech startups and out of the way places. And I got the center spread. I was right in the center there, standing in a dirt road in the middle of Oklahoma, and cars driving by, getting the camera all dusty and stuff. And you know, I thought, you know, this really is what it's like in Oklahoma for venture capital for tech startups. I mean, it's tough.
So let's jump into your VC pitch. So what are you guys doing? And actually, how much you are looking for? Go ahead, you're on.
Well, we've already raised $1 million in seed round, and what we're looking for today is to start moving toward getting an A round for being able to, of course, continue operations and continue developing the technology we've developed. I mean, we're obviously in the photo space, and there's a lot of players in this space: Snapfish, Shutterfly, you know, Ophoto and Flickr, and a lot of them have been funded or in the process of being funded. I think we mentioned Slide.com earlier, just got funded, Loop. So, I mean, these guys have gone after, you know, between $3 and $5 million in an A round. And our technology is, I mean,
Let me interrupt you,
absolutely,
for a second. So let's just start with the market opportunity. What market are you going after? And then we'll drill down into the offering and technology team.
We're going after the mainstream market, people that are taking pictures and sharing
photo
them,
market.
The photo market,
okay.
The mainstream photo market. You know, about 8 years ago, I mean, 75% of the photo market was women taking pictures with regular film SLR cameras. And that's the same today. There are people out there taking pictures and wanting to exchange them with a small subset of friends and family. And they're not interested in taking the pictures and putting them up on the internet for everyone in the entire world to see and have conversations around. Now, it's a great model for some people, but for the market that we're going after, we want to be able to create a place where people can come in, upload their photos, and share them with friends and family, and then and feel comfortable in realizing that those photos are kept private.
So the market is really the online photo market. Talk about your solution.
Well, our solution to the need is to provide a multi-user gallery for your photos. So you can come in, upload 20 photos from an event like a Little League baseball game, let your buddies that are also taking pictures of their kids come in, add an account, and add photos into that same pool, and then email that gallery out to every single person, all the moms, all the dads on the team, to be able to come in and view those photos. And if they need to, you know, take the photos and save them to their hard drive.
And so the benefit to the user would be on that solution versus
other alternatives?
Yeah, the benefit to the user is it's an easier experience than going to opening four or five different Ophoto accounts and trying to share your photos that way. You can't get photos back from Ophoto or Shutterfly, Kodak EasyShare galleries. You can't get the original back to print it on your own printer. You have to go in and print with their service. So, you know, these people that are trying, you know, have a picture of their kid in someone else's gallery, I mean, it's very difficult for them to try to get access to that picture again. So we're just making that easier.
Okay, so that's great. So you got the market opportunity, which is obviously online photo sharing, which is growing amazingly. It's going vertical. The market is for multiplayer sharing with that solution. Talk about the team.
Well, I've come from a history of working. I sold a company to LookSmart technology called Grub, which is a distributed infrastructure for crawling the internet and indexing the internet. So I've experience with you know, not only the biz development side of that, but also the technology side. Dakota Sullivan, who's our COO, was marketing vice president of marketing over at LookSmart. Has worked for companies at Lucent and has owned his own PR firm. So he's excellent with marketing and PR. Trey here has owned and run his own web dev firm. So we all have, you know, we're steeped in technology side of the business, have been in that business for a long time. I even used to own an ISP in Oklahoma City, ran it for about 10 years.
So you had a lot of experience in, obviously, infrastructure, but you've had experience starting businesses and getting a return on those. So that's great stuff. How about the business model?
Business model is based on a couple of different some fundamentals. I mean, just hosting charges, charging for someone to store X amount of photos on the service. Advertising, of course, based off of, using Google AdWords to be able to generate content relevant ads on the site. And also with the galleries, we have an opportunity here. We're going out and hitting like Little League Baseball, the entire, U.S., Little League Baseball, pitching them, so to speak. So in trying to create a gallery, online gallery, and then sign up sponsorships for those. So, if you want pictures of Little League Baseball and your kids on those teams, you're going to go and hit this site and there'll be a sponsor there, Wilson, for example, on the site advertising for the gallery.
So you're saying you go to these communities that are kind of what they just call brick and mortar, but traditional exactly. Physical communities like Little League Baseball, could be schools, alumni, et cetera, going to them and offering them your service for their
right.
members or people.
Are right.
you charging them, or is it just a rev share? Or
no, I mean, just, provide the service to them for free, but then have the sponsorships of, you have highly relevant content there. I mean, all these pictures are going to be baseball pictures. All these pictures are going to be Little League football pictures. All these pictures are going to be wedding pictures, et cetera, et cetera.
So you can target. You get some exactly. level of certainty on targeting.
Right. And then we're also exploring just back-end, infrastructure, services for companies that want to rebrand. I want to take, we've talked to several very large companies can't talk about, but that on the air, but that they are wanting to start creating content in the photo area and be able to redistribute that content. So they want their users, they have millions of users. They want to be able to have their users submit the content, be able to go through and filter the content and then redistribute it, re-aggregate it out onto their site. And our software does that. I mean, it's not as if someone can just step out and go, okay, well, we're going to put up a photo hosting site. I mean, there's a lot of infrastructure that goes into that. So
talk about where you want to be in revenues in 5 years. What do you see the number?
I've always been, I mean, a lot of people kind of shake their heads at me when I say this, but I mean, for us, it's hard to say in 5 years where we're going to be. I mean, I think you're just pulling numbers out of the air at that point. I mean, I think we can probably tell, 2 years out using current growth rates where we're going to be.
Is it a $1 billion business? Is it a $20 million business?
Well, I mean, you certainly can throw the pitch that photos are a $1 billion business. I mean, you're looking at it by the end of next year, 2006, over 1 billion cameras, digital cameras in the world in circulation. Over by the end of 2007, over 1 billion cell phone cameras alone. I mean, there's an awful lot of content being created out there. So I think the person that does it right, I mean, I think you can capitalize on that. But I think the space is so, we have a map on our presentation that's fairly complicated, and it shows the players in the space, and that they're all over them. They're all over it. I mean, that there's a lot of different angles to come at this market. So I think if somebody figures out what they need to do to go after the mainstream market, I think success will be assured.
So is your revenue model consumer-based, or is it more institutional-based with like these little leagues organizations?
I think it's a little of both. I mean, the advertising side of it, certainly through sponsorships of the little league-like galleries and forums, is certainly going to make up a large percentage of that. But, I mean, that's a new... It's a new topic, so I mean, we have to see where that goes. But I mean, fundamentally, we know there are other services out there that are providing, a photo hosting. And because we store so many photos, I mean, we're designed to handle, 15,000-20,000 of your photos, not just a few hundred. So, I mean, we have a user on the system right now that has 15,000 photos stored in his account, and he's continuing to add them, and he's taking them at an accelerated rate.
What are you looking for in a venture capital or institutional investor partnership? What are you looking for from them in terms of helping grow the business besides money?
Yeah, I mean, I always say that, a VC relationship, I mean, you need to be very comfortable both directions, right? And I need to be comfortable with the VC. The VC needs to be comfortable with us. Somebody that has experience in these types of revenue models understands where the revenue models are, what needs to be done to increase them, what needs to be done to help, in that area. I mean, we can certainly take care of the technology and the marketing, but it helps to have someone that's experienced with that, with other companies that they've invested in. It also is important that that the VC have, you know, contacts in that area so that they'd be invested in not necessarily somebody exactly like us, but someone that's similar to us that we could do a partnership with. And it'd be more a compelling reason to do that.
Now, the question is that would you move to Silicon Valley to get if you were funded?
Oh, absolutely.
So, okay, that's the important criteria. A lot of the VCs like to have the headquarters and the founders in the location here. Talk about the, obviously, update in terms of company status. You got $1 million you raised from angel investors.
Yes.
This is a Series A. Was it preferred stock? And what are the key highlights of where the company is to date, number of subscribers and things
right.
that you could share publicly?
Right. It's $1 million preferred stock. We did it with just local angels. And so in Oklahoma, everybody knows everybody else. So
how many angels did you?
We have four angels in.
Okay, so small number,
right,
which is good.
Small number. And then the founders, so myself included. So, you know, Oklahoma is good for that. I mean, it's good. We actually did an oil deal on the angel round, which is kind of interesting for people that aren't familiar with oil deals. The way that it's done, if you need to drill an oil well, you go out and you drill a hole, and then you go down about 10,000 feet, and you're like, well, we haven't hit oil yet. And so then everybody comes back to the table, ponies up again. If you don't pony up, you're out. So it's a little bit like Texas Hold'em. So if you don't put back in, then you're not going to be part of it if we drill down to 15,000 feet and find oil. So that's
so the question is there oil?
Oh, there's absolutely oil. I can tell you that.
So the million has been transferred. So they're all in for $1 million. So $1 million.
We have it's an oil deal. So it's a step up. So, you know, once we go back and make the call, then everybody will have to step up and then it'll be a full $1 million.
Okay. So you're staging the $1 million in on the oil deal.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Any other company milestones that you want to share?
We just passed over 20,000 users. So we have
registered
users on the system. Now, that's not paying users, but just registered users, and just launched a new feature called Galleries. So we're getting ready to start doing some user interface redesign to go back and start, you know, now that we're basically finished with features on the site, go back and clean things up. So, you know, and we've started, made a couple of new hires, which are kind of exciting. And we're starting to prepare ourselves for trying to head out this way.
So in terms of use of funds, obviously, what are you going to do with the money? Is there a plan in terms of headcount trend and number of projections you think you'll hit next year?
Well, there are a lot of, obviously, a lot of infrastructure costs that are going to be associated with this as we add more users. I mean, if we scale up to, you know, 500,000 users, we're going to need more hardware, more bandwidth, a good co-location facility. Also, just programmers in general, just people to do tech support. We have a lot. We actually have one person that does tech support right now, full time, and developers to develop new products that tie on to what we've got. So we're working on an Apple widget right now, and we need people to work on things like that. And also working with integrating with other companies that we're partnering with. So we've already did two partnerships, and we need somebody working on that. So more developers. PR agency, marketing people, things like that, biz dev deals.
What do you think you'll end 2005 with revenues? Can you share that? Or?
Oh, no, not really, but not a lot. I mean, we're getting going, and we're continuing to tweak our conversion numbers. I mean, we track that as we well should, and trying to, you know, as always, improve that. So, I mean, with 20,000 users, I mean, you know, conversion numbers in this type of business is people who are familiar with it are not high, but they can always stand improvement. So, I mean, it's a constant cyclic process. You go through, analyze your numbers, look at your tracking, go back, rejig, do it again.
Okay, so for everyone out there on the VC front, they're going to take this to their partnership meeting on Monday mornings. What do you want to say to wrap up and summarize that final statement so they can carry that
word? We're a team that can pull off the technology. We're a team that can pull off the technology and are very connected with the space. Both Trey and I, CTO, are, you know, amateur photographers, and we can stay in touch with it. I mean, we're not, not disconnected from the photo space. So we understand what people are doing. I mean, I have kids, and, you know, I relate to that mainstream user. So, I mean, we're the team. We're somebody that can actually pull off this technology. I mean, we've done a lot. Somebody goes and looks at the website. We've done a lot with very, very little money and very few staff members. So that's one of the things I'm known for, is doing a lot with a little. So that's what I'd like to kind of convey to people, is that I'm not about going out and spending a lot of money needlessly on a project.
This is Cord Campbell, the CEO of Zotto, ZOTO.com, and that's Cord, K-O-R-D, at Zotto.com.
That's right.
Your email address, so anyone out there wants to contact about financing. Well, that's great. This is the VC pitch on as a podcast. That's great stuff, and I know you got to head back to Oklahoma City, so push this up to Sand Hill Road. Hopefully, it'll find its place amongst some venture capitalists.
Thank you, John.
Thanks
Appreciate
for the podcast.
It.